in arms, guarded and protected by your spirit. Let no harm come to him or his family, his loved ones. Keep him in a place where you can use him, for this young man is your glory. This young man belongs to you and to no other. Teach him so that he will be what you have called and created him to be. For he is loved by the kingdom. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Papa, can I get you to come around and get the little man? Hallelujah. Baby, take that mic. Where's some? Oh, she did good. It's up there. Amen. We'll put it right here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we give praise to God. I forgot we were live. Amen. Y'all just...
You got it?
Yeah, I'm really juicy, so I don't want to, amen. So I just want to pray for these two. So if you two can step back, amen. Kisa miyachalo shaviyatan. Hula miyasalam yato savi. Kisa ayamona. Know the tree by its fruits, right? You have to know. You have to take your desires and your thoughts before God. And you have to allow the Lord to lead you and guide you in the direction in which you need to be. God knows the true fruits, the trueness of the heart. God knows what's right for us, and he knows what he has created for us. Amen, somebody. And so if you want to know if this is the right thing to do, you don't guesstimate and you don't take a survey.
Yes.
You take it to God.
Yes.
Lord, reveal the real fruits. Yes. I don't want a spray painted apple that's really a pear. I want real fruit. And when God discloses the real fruit, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do next.
Amen.
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 And so I declare unto you this day that you will take your questions and your concerns and your desires to God.
Yes.
And God will then tell you how to handle the next step.
Thank you, Lord.
Because every time I moved without God, it was a disaster.
Yes.
Every time I made a step and I did not ask God first, it was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But every single time I asked God first and I waited for the answer and then I did it the way he told me to do it, it was a success.
Lord, thank you.
Y'all see the difference?
Yes.
When I do it without God, it's always a mess, because I'm a mess. Without Christ, I'm just a mess.
Amen.
But if I do it the way God says, I'm good to go.
Amen.
And I can stay within God's plan. And I don't interfere with what God is trying to do through me for somebody else.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praises. God said, I am with you. And you are my daughter. God. He says, I am with you and you are my daughter. And I have selected the fruit for you. So come to me. He says, so bring it to me. Or come to me. La isho shaniyaha. Lo viesho mi. A ikiamo no sharano. Fi samano samra. All right, son, because I don't forgot already. Sami olaviyaham. For God is worthy of all praises and all righteousness. The scriptures tell us to seek ye first.
Mm-hmm.
What? Anybody know that? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, whatever Bible you read, and all of its righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. If I focus more on Christ than anything else,
amen,
whatever belongs to me will come to me.
Amen.
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 I don't have to chase what's mine. God knows where I live.
Yes. Amen.
He knows where I am. He got my address, my email, and my phone. He know how to reach me if he's got something for me. My job is to seek after Christ.
Yes.
And Christ will point me or place me in the direction in which he wants me to go.
Amen.
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 Because again, if I try to hit the road without Christ, I ain't gonna make it.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I put Christ first and I follow his GPS,
amen,
I always, did I say that right?
Yes.
And I always get there on time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Father, this young man, in the name of Jesus that you have brought before us, touch his heart and his mind. Heal him from the past.
Yes.
Sometimes our past don't want to let us go. Hallelujah. Sometimes the past, see, when God forgives you, God does not taunt you with the things that he has forgiven you for. The Bible says he casts it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to arise no more. But the enemy will use our past as a hammer to keep us from moving forward. God deals in conviction. Satan deals in guilt.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And so God has forgiven me, but I just can't shake it because that's the enemy trying to keep you from moving forward. Mm-hmm. If God has forgiven you because you have asked him for forgiveness, then God does not bring that to you. That's the enemy bringing that to you, trying to keep you from moving forward in God. But I'm telling you, God can forgive the past.
Amen.
God can forgive. He knew we were human when he made us.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. He knew we were prone to mistakes and bad choices when we got here.
Amen.
God does not hold our past against us as long as we give it to him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bolo shariachom. Father, he has been forgiven in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All sins have been passed away. And behold, this is a new creation. God, give him space to grow. Give him power to grow. Give him what he needs to be what he needs to be in you.
Yes.
Make him whole. Make him whole again. But better than before, better than he was.
Hallelujah.
A greater creation,
yes,
higher thoughts,
yes.
Deeper depths.
Yes,
yes. Let your presence fill this temple.
Yes, amen.
That you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 The Lord says, I have forgiven you. It's the enemy that keeps bringing up the past. The enemy, and every time the enemy tries to remind you of something that you have already been forgiven for or come out of, you tell them that's not mine.
Yes.
That no longer belongs to me. That belongs to God. Because see, when you give it to God, it belongs to him, and he cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. It's no longer yours. So why are you trying to deal with something that don't belong to you?
Mm.
Right? That makes sense, right? When the enemy comes to you, you tell him that. Go talk to him. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's get some prayer going. Amen. Thank you, Brenda. Amen. Oh. Man, that's the first time that's ever happened. Hallelujah. And he came to me. Amen. Man, I can shout over that. Amen. Abia Khano Sharia. Hamisa. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
What's up? Amen. Hallelujah. I while they're working on the prayer request, I hope. Well, I imagine. While they're working on the prayer request, I just wanna address something. We have thousands of people that watch this prayer. And I watch our videos, right? Around the world, we have thousands of people contacting us and giving God praise for what he's done. Many, many people. I understand, because there are a handful of people that have contacted us and they're concerned about the commercials that are in. Let me explain to you why that's that. First of all, we have no control over the commercials that they put on the videos. We have no control over that whatsoever. They don't ask us. They don't care about they put up whatever they want. Second, the reason we allow that, because for the first 12 and a half, 13 years, we didn't do it. I didn't even really know how to do it until Abigail came and taught us how. They bless us every other month and a half. They send us revenue. Yes, for allowing us to let them show the commercials. The reason we accept that is because we don't want to bother the members for money. We don't want to have a special offering raising ceremonial service. We don't want to name it, claim it, and frame it Dollar Day. We're not trying to fleece the people that are coming to us for help. We don't want to ask you for money. But God has laid on the hearts of many people to bless us with finances, with prayers, with their support and other things, and we don't have to ask.
Amen.
They do it because the Lord has laid it on their heart and they agree with God and they bless us. And so because of that reason, we allow it to go so we don't have to put on the telethon. So we don't have to put on the telethon. So we don't have to compromise the message. So we don't have to change the way God wants us to operate. It's not that we agree with that. It's just, that's just part of the deal. We don't want to bother our members bugging you about money. We don't want to do that. That's not our purpose. We don't want to harass you. Send us money. The $5 line over here and the $100 line over here. And I'll send you some oil for $25.95. We don't want to do that. Everything we send out of this house is at no cost, no matter where they live, whether it's oils, materials, Bibles, tallits, whatever it is. If we send it from other than the t-shirts, because we got to pay for that, so you got to pay for that too. But we don't charge you for shipping and handling. Anywhere in the world, we do this for nothing. Whether you're a member of this house or not, we'll send you whatever we have freely. That's why we allow that to happen. Because that, getting that from them allows you to get things from us without pressure of having to send us money to get it.
Amen.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Amen. Am I wrong for feeling that way?
No, not.
Amen. And so I apologize for the five people that contacted us about that. But I'm grateful for the thousands of other people that are being blessed because of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So don't think we're counting it lightly. We're not. It's just that that's just the way it is for now. And if God opened up a different door, we'll enter in.
Yeah.
But until he opens up that other door, this is where we are. Amen. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
All right. We want to pray. Petra, I sent you an email. It came back twice. Petra Albert, I think is her name. I think she's in Sweden. Email me again, s4ctroops@aol.com, so I can send you the thank you that I was trying to send you. Hey man, Pastor Nicole, what you got for us?
We have Sandra, who is a senior living assistance.
Hi, Sandra.
And her housing is under review, so she's asking for prayer.
Yes, Sandra, I get it. I understand. Sandra, whenever you hear this prayer, Brenda, I need you to put a little oil in my hands. She's just a little bit of oil, just a little dab. Now, we ain't cooking no chicken. There we go. Amen. Sandra, is her name? Sandra, whenever you get a chance, and those of you that are dealing with housing situations, there's so many people and we have so limited time. I want to pray for the group of people that are dealing with this particular type of problem. It's okay?
Yes.
Amen. I sure want to pray for you before you leave here today. Don't you go nowhere. I've been communicating with Lynn. I'm feeling very promising. I'm very promising. When I sent them information yesterday that they asked for, I was excited that they were excited about what I was sending. Anyway, thank you. I want to pray for Sandra and those that are in the position that Sandra's in regarding their housing. I even saw something today that people are concerned about how they're going to make rent next month. They've been out of work. They shut down these businesses and they shut down this and they shut down that. And people are concerned about how am I going to make it? How am I going to make it? The Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. Good things happen whether you to good and bad people. And life happens even if you're saved.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Life happens even if you know Christ. Life happens even if you are the Christianiest Christian you know how to be.
Yes.
Life still happens.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that you did something. It just means you're still here.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. It doesn't mean you're guilty of anything except breathing.
Yes.
That's what that means.
Yes.
Amen. So bring it before God.
Amen.
And let God do his thing. Because I'm telling you, if God can't fix it, it can't be fixed. And if God don't put his hands on it, I certainly don't want the other one's hands on it.
Amen.
So we're going to give it to God.
Yes.
where there is two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, God said he would be in the midst. So I need two or three of y'all to touch and agree with me for Sandra. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Why y'all Christians all back in the back? What, y'all don't belong up here? I'm the only one allowed to sit down up in here. Amen. I heard somebody laughing. Amen. I'm the only one with a seat. There you go. Mwah! Claudia. La vieja ma Israel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, those people that are dealing with housing shortage, housing problems, how am I going to make rent? How am I going to make my mortgage? Where are my babies going to live? Where am I going to live? Churches that are dealing with foreclosure. Father, you are aware of what your people are dealing with. You are aware of the situation that the enemy has placed the world in. But you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You can fix it for those that believe and for those that will come into the glory of God. You are able to fix it for them, Father. This one woman that have brought this to our attention, we are praying for all of the people that are dealing with this situation because it is real. It is a real situation. It is a real problem. It is a real circumstance. It is real. And we are praying, Lord, for those that are requesting, those that are in need, those that desire prayer. I know you can fix it. You fixed it for me. You fixed it for my family. I know you can fix it for them. Father, please fix it. And I'm asking you that are in this situation to give that situation completely over to God. For God I live and for God I die. My relationship with God is not built on what I have. It is built on who I believe in.
Amen.
Does
yes.
Somebody asked me once, they walked up and they saw me getting out of the car and the family getting out of the car. And he walked past, he said, huh, I guess it's easy to live saved when she got a nice car, beautiful wife, lovely family. It must be easy to live saved that way. I said, son, let me tell you, I love God when I had holes in my shoes and it was just me.
Amen.
I love God when I didn't have anything
Amen.
To claim.
Amen.
It did not affect my relationship with God. Stuff don't stop me from loving God.
Yes.
Amen. Whether I got it or don't, it does not affect my relationship with God.
Yes.
When I had three suits for 3 years, they're wearing out from the inside. It did not stop my praise.
Yes.
When I was coming to church with tissue in the bottom of my shoe because of the hole in the bottom of it, it did not stop my praise.
Amen.
Now I got stuff. I don't have place to put the stuff. Either way it go. Either way it go, my praise stays the same.
Yes.
Amen. Because my relationship with God is not based on how much stuff I have.
Yes.
It's based on how much I can do for the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what you base your relationship on, and that's you and the Lord. But I'm talking about me and mine now.
Yes.
Whether I'm praising the Lord by myself or we got a house full of people, it doesn't change a thing. I love God because I love God.
Amen.
Amen. Who's next, mommy?
Next we have Leslie. Her 86-year-old father lives in Louisiana.
Yes.
While she lives in Arizona.
Yes.
He has cognitive or congestive heart failure.
Uh-huh.
And needs salvation and marital help. She says, pray
marital?
Yeah.
Well, pray for the Lord.
Pray Amen. For a smooth transfer upon his of his estate upon death.
Well, first of all, I'm not claiming his death right now, but if that's the way the Lord takes it, then that's the way it is. But I do pray that God's will be done regarding what God has allowed him to accumulate through the years. Amen.
Amen.
I do pray for his health. You know, sometimes we pray for, I'm not saying this is the case, but sometimes we're praying for people, Lord, keep them here. Lord, keep them here. Lord, keep them here. And they're telling the Lord, Lord, I'm ready. And sometimes I gotta wonder, am I praying for their sake or for mine?
Mm.
Do I want the Lord to keep them here because I'm not done? Or do I want the Lord to keep them here because of that? See, you gotta,
Amen.
Y'all understand what I'm saying, right?
Amen.
But Father, I'm praying for him and his family and his business, whatever that is. Lord, whatever his situation is. I've had, not that, but I've had heart issues and you've delivered me. I don't know what his issue is, but whatever his issue is, let your will be done.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Amen.
I want your will to be done.
Yes.
If it's healing, let it happen.
Yes.
If it's bring him on home, let it happen.
Yes.
Well, whatever your perfect will is, let that be done. Not your permissive will, but your perfect will. Even if I'm uncomfortable with your will, I want your will. I don't want God to let me get away with it. I want God, I want this to be what God wants.
Amen.
Y'all understand?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, that young man with the marital issues and the heart issue, Lord, and the family issue, you're able to heal and deliver. And not just him, but those that are in this situation and the environment like his. Let your perfect will be done. Let your relationship with him dictate what happens next.
Amen.
Let your relationship with him dictate how things go. And let the world deal with what the world deals with. But let your perfect will be done in this and situations like this for your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Drea. What you got, Mama?
James Teal is a missionary serving in Chaco, Colombia.
Uh-huh.
He needs to learn the language, and he's asking for favor with the young people that he's ministering to.
Amen. What's his name?
James Teal.
James is in, is where? Where's James?
Colombia.
Colombia. There's another young man that sent me a message yesterday, I think it was, who is also a missionary in Africa. And he's asking, listen, first of all, God bless you for being willing to go to places I've only read about.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah.
God bless you for trusting in just God to take you to a place you've never been, dealing with people you've never met, in an environment you don't know anything about. And you are going there in the name of Jesus. God bless you and those like you. That was not my calling. But for those of you that it was your calling, God bless you. My prayers are with you. God, there are people, young people, old people, middle-aged people, people spend their lives traveling different places around the world to help people that they don't know. To help people that may not appreciate what they're doing at all. And they're living on prayers and faith. They don't have a home they can run back to. They don't have a car they can jump into and just go somewhere else. They're depending on God to touch the heart of somebody else.
Amen.
And they're still claiming Jesus.
Amen.
You got a six-figure job, 4 cars and 2 houses, and you don't know where Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
God can't bless everybody, because some of y'all don't know how to act when you get blessed. He bless you with $5 more than you need. He won't see you till you broke.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
He give you a brand new car. And God will never, God, he will never see you again until judgment. He can't bless everybody. He just can't, because you can't take it.
Yes.
Some of you just crazy. You don't know how to act when you get blessed. Keep you half cold and half hungry and you love the Lord the rest of your life. Tell it, ain't it the truth? Y'all know who I'm talking about. That's an old saying. Some of you old folks know what I mean by that. Half cold and half hungry. Go ask your grandparents. They'll tell you. But those of you that are willing to sacrifice and go and be what God has called you to be, my prayers are with all of you.
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, lakishon, give them grace, favor, and mercy. Give them all the provisions that they need. Give them all the support that they need. Guide them and protect them. Keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected. And not just them, but the families of them that are trying to lift them up and support them and to keep them. You alone have the power and authority to do this.
Amen.
And we send our praises and our thanks unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So what time is it, somebody? Right quick. Okay, Really?
Yes.
Okay, we got another minute.
We have a praise report.
Uh-huh.
Francis.
Hey, Francis.
Dale's hip is broken in two places, but it's expected to heal on its own.
Hallelujah. Broken in how many places?
Two places.
Hip. Great day in the morning. Dale, we send our praises for your healing in advance in the name of Jesus. We're sending our praises to God for your healing in advance because we're standing in the gap with you for your complete deliverance and your complete healing. So you can use those hips to shout and praise God.
Amen.
We send God's praise, we send praises up for you and with you for God's healing and deliverance for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What else?
Two more. We have Robert. Robert,
yes.
He's asking for healing for his hip, his knee, his back. He has dental issues and his neck.
Great day in the morning.
And he needs to work.
And you need to work. Amen. Well, let's work on this first, and then we'll see about getting you a job. Amen. What's his name again?
Robert.
Robert. Robert. And believe it or not, you are not alone. There are a lot of people in similar situations.
Jesus.
Similar situations. But is it possible that God may be setting you up so that he can bless you in front of people?
Amen.
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 Because who was that where I think he was crippled at the water? And he says, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest or be brought forth or be seen by others so that God may be using this situation to pull you closer, because we can never be close enough.
Amen.
Right? I don't care if you've been saved all your life, which you haven't. I don't care how long you've been saved. You can get closer to God.
Amen.
He may be allowing this situation, not that he did it, but he could be allowing this situation to bring you closer. And then he could be setting you up so that he can bless you and heal you and deliver you in front of an audience so that other people will see that God is real.
Yes. Amen.
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 Maybe God wants to use you as, I love it. Maybe God wants to use you as an example. I was an example once. I was toe up from the flow up. I was a mess and then some. My own family didn't think I was going to make it. Nobody I knew thought I'd live. Nobody I knew thought I would come out of what I was in. Nobody. The church gave up. Family got rid of me. Nobody wanted to be bothered with me. Now they're calling me for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And I ain't mad at none of them. I love them all just to say they didn't know. I didn't know. But God allowed it to happen. So that I could be blessed in front of every person that said he won't live. So that I could be blessed in front of every person that said, ain't no way God knows him. So that he could deliver me in public. I was humiliated and broken in public. He delivered me and healed me in public. I was a mosaic. And he put me back together in front of all the people that never thought I had a chance. Amen. So if he can do that for me,
Amen.
He'll do it for you. I know he will, but we're going to pray for you anyway. Amen. What's his name again?
Robert.
Whatever purpose, Lord, you are using Robert for, or people like Robert, or people that were like me, whatever the purpose that you're using them for, let it go forth in the name of Jesus. It's not because of sin, but because I want to do something for somebody.
Thank you.
And I need a lamb.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God said, I need a lamb. I need somebody that's willing to be slaughtered so that I can deliver them from the slaughter. God, shut up. That's what he said. That's what he just said.
Amen.
He said, I'm looking for a lamb. I'm looking for somebody that's not ashamed to be humiliated in front of everybody so that they can be healed in front of everybody. Heal them. Deliver them. provide for them, that your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else?
They didn't give their name, it just says born again.
Yes. Hey, born again. Me too.
They're in the military in Afghanistan.
Oh, Lord.
And,
you ain't got to say nothing else.
Afghanistan, they have not been paid for 7 months. In one case, there's a boy named Michael where CPS is trying to remove Michael from his home because his dad is in Afghanistan and his mom is deceased. Michael lives with his grandmother, and the grandmother was lonely, and the dad wants to come home to intervene.
Amen. He's in Afghanistan, and they haven't paid him in 7 months. I'm sure he's not the only soldier that they're mistreating like that.
There's several in Afghanistan that has not been paid.
Glory to God. What's his name? He didn't give his name.
He didn't give his name.
But he's born again.
Amen.
Well, that's the best name you can have.
Amen.
It's a shame that ain't your whole name. Born again. Bikala Uldaichan. Born again. Well, born again, let me share something with you. Favor is greater than finance.
Yes.
Amen. I'm a witness. You can have all the money in the world and know where to spend it. But if you got some favor, your neighbor will bring you a bologna sandwich downstairs so you won't starve. Amen. You can have all the money in the world and can't walk. Amen. But if you got favor, somebody can carry you where you need to be. Amen. So let them keep their own money until God makes them release it. I'm praying for your favor. Favor for your family.
Yeah.
Favor for your loved ones.
Yeah.
Favor for you.
Hallelujah.
Favor for those like you. They want to keep their money, let them keep it. When God says it's time, they'll have to release it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Maybe God making them save up some money for you so you can buy you something when you get out.
Yeah.
Have a big chunk of money when you walk out the door. Give me my change.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We don't know why things are going the way they're going, but if you give it over to God, God will fix it.
Amen.
And we're going to help you give it to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And though you and those like you, I've never seen such a heartbreaking thing as when you walk down the street, you see a military person or ex-military person begging for food, begging for housing. If it hadn't been for them, we'd be speaking German now.
Yes.
Or Japanese. But for those that have protected us, lost their life, done so much and treated so poorly, it's a criminal shame.
Yes.
And I hope God repay those who are responsible for treating them this way. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, God will fix it for you because we're lifting up the prayers for you in the name of Jesus. We're lifting up the prayers for you in the name of Jesus. Can y'all symbolically just lift up the prayers for them? Come on. Just lift up the prayers for them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. Unlock that door that the enemy has closed. Open the petition. Make a move on their behalf. Give them what they need and their families. Send him back home to tend to his loved ones. We are standing in the gap for him and for those like him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Is there one more? That's it? Any Texas? Woo!
Boy.
But I can't not... Well, I guess I'm finished.
Never.
We went from a lot of time,
amen,
to a whole lot of not time. So we have to, but I need you to understand, if you are a believer in God, if you trust that God is who he said he is, if you've given your life to Christ, listen, your struggles don't mean you're not saved. Your struggles don't mean you've done something. Your struggle don't mean that, oh, God's not watching the Lord's eyes. That's not what it means at all. If you know you are a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you're dealing with life, that's all it is. Give your situations and your issues to God and allow God the space to heal your problem.
Amen.
Don't have this mind frame. If God doesn't work the way I think he ought to work, it's not God. You're missing out.
Amen.
If God don't do it this way, it can't be God. No, you're missing out. God took the sun and flung it, took the stars and flung them into the sky, and they're still hanging there. And he's got to only bless you according to what you think? God created man. Who you create? God made air. He created oxygen. What you create? You got to stop minimizing what God can and can't do. If he does something for you and it's something that you've never experienced, give God the praise. If God did it, it will flow together like this. It will flow. You'll look up and like, wow, how did that happen? This never happened to me before. I don't know what's going on. God, did you do this? Lord, God does it. It flows together. If you need a hammer and chisel and a saw and make it work, that ain't God. But if it flows together like the rivers of living water and it blesses you and your situation, then you know that, and you have peace, then you know that was God. Stop putting limits on what God can do for you. Why don't you be quiet, go into prayer, and let God do his thing, and you come out when he's done.
Amen.
Stop getting in your way. Stop getting in God's way. Some of the reasons that some of us, and I'm gonna let it go, I'm sure. Some of the reasons that some of us, well, I'm gonna try it just the second time, I'm gonna try. Some of the, and Claudia did at that time. Some of the reason, and I can always go right back to where I left off. Am I good or what? Some of the reasons that people are not blessed is because you don't trust God enough to allow him to bless you. You don't trust God enough. Well, I know he'll do it for Abigail. I know he'll do it for Nikki. I know he'll do it for Pat. I know he'll do it for Diana. But I don't know if he'll do it for me. Lord, you did it for them. What's up?
Amen.
That's my question. Amen. You ain't got to do it just like that. They like pink. They like pink. I love blue.
Amen.
Y'all follow what I'm saying? Lord, you don't have to do exactly what you did, but I do know you gonna do something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm always looking for God to do something in the spirit realm. I'm always looking for God to do something for his people. I'm always looking for God to do something out the box.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
I look for God to surprise me.
Yes.
So I can say, wow, I know that was God. And maybe if you try that, you might see yourself, you'll certainly be a lot less stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You certainly, your life for sure will get a lot better if you can just trust God. Y'all stretch your hands out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to pray and to minister and to talk to your people. I pray, Lord, that if we meet again, if you allow us to meet again, that we will have testimonies of those who have been delivered because you have spoke to them. Whether they're listening live or they'll listen later, put your hands up toward this and repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, my life is no longer my life, but this life belongs to you. Use it according to your will, that I will be according to your will. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.